Okay, everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just wanted to go over some points of why I'm putting in the stock markets in conjunction with both Forex and crypto. Let me first talk about Forex. A lot of the bucket shop brokers are corrupt. That's pretty well the big answer. I know very few people that are actually profiting in the world of Forex. People have been asking about the crypto market, cryptocurrency market. Seems to be in a steep bear market, but we're ready to go when markets start to take off, which I'm hoping to do later in the year from what I'm reading. So that brings me to into the world of stock. Hopefully you've been watching my few videos I've put up in the last few days regarding importing over 24,000 USA stocks into MotiveWave, which can handle it really well. So you can sort in there or during the import process. If you're starting with a small account of, let's say, even a few hundred dollars with Interactive Brokers, you could probably just focus on stocks less than, let's say, $5, $10. So from there, you can use the same techniques that you learned from the top trading gurus like Warrior Trading, Ross Cameron, or Tim Sykes. As I keep saying, it's not a proprietary technique they're using. Also, I've confirmed with Interactive Brokers that there's no pattern day trading rule applied to foreigners. I'm Canadian, so you get full access to the U.S. markets with no restrictions. Another big thing that I've been testing with one of the pieces of software that I've put in, if you wanted to know about one of the books that I have at quantlabs.net/book, and there's a piece of software that I've used, I've been testing for the last week regarding, are there other trading opportunities no different than the US markets? And the answer is yes. I've been testing it with the Singapore markets, and there are definitely trading opportunities there. Again, with Interactive Brokers, should mention that as well. Interactive Brokers is a good broker if you plan to follow this process, because you can start with small stocks for, let's say, I don't know, $200 trading account. Then you can move up to the larger stocks if you want. And with the same broker, not switching over to other brokers, you can then move into futures and then eventually make your way into options as you grow your account. One of the other things I like about this technique using Interactive Brokers, it's a legitimate broker. It's mainstream, it's global, and you don't have to worry about these kind of like bucket shop brokers. So for instance, if you were to go with one of the brokers that Warrior Trading recommends out of Trinidad to defeat the pattern day trading rule for Americans, that broker is very corrupt in the world of global stock. I have talked to somebody who was out of the Caribbean who got ripped off by the same brokers that Warrior Trading recommend. That was a year or 2 years ago, that have evolved into this broker. I'm not going to mention them, obviously, for liability purposes, but they do exist. And you got to ask yourself, why would a so-called legitimate guru recommend that kind of broker to his students when they could easily get scammed by this broker? And if he's so inept of not realizing that, that's something very highly negligent on their part. So I would not recommend going down that path if you are in the US. What I would recommend is stay with a legitimate broker, but just focus on international stocks outside the US so you can get around the PDT rule, and focus on more Asian-based markets like Hong Kong or Singapore. I think even US, or sorry, UK may have some opportunity, but Brazil is another one to look out for because they're their economy is getting on, is turning into a hot economy, and they got a pretty healthy market down there as well. So that's something I'm going to consider later on. One of the other things about applying this technique is you get full automation. I'm sure you've seen the video playlists or all my videos on MotiveWave. Really a powerful platform with the 24,000 US stocks that I've imported into MotiveWave with this laptop I'm on right now with 4 megs. It's pretty impressive that it's pretty fast. I'm pretty impressed with that. The other thing is I'm going to be looking into one of the things for pre-market news, so you can trade off of that before the market's officially open, wherever you want to trade out of, and then you can use that as part of the IQ feed news subscriptions, which is part of the basic subscription when you subscribe to IQ feed. All this is, of course, done on Windows. I think it can be done on Mac as well. I'll be testing on Mac as well. So there's a lot of opportunities in there. As I said, there is these books available, quantlabs.net book/book, and then you can get that with the piece of software that I just mentioned here about testing this for international markets, which is basically a screener open source as well. So it's really good to know about that, as well as the spreadsheet add-in, the Excel add-in that's available as part of that book as well. So these are the reasons why I'm getting into them, but namely, not saying that this market is definitely something I'm not interested in, even though it's popular, with the bucket shops, with the clear manipulation that goes on in those brokers. Crypto is pretty doable still with Binance, based out of Asia. So there's opportunities there as well. So I'll be putting those to test later in the week. But right now, these are the main reasons right here that I've listed why stocks in the stock market. So if you want to know more, come to here. Don't forget about our upcoming webinar, or our workshop, or I should say live workshop. It'll entail the MotiveWave. It will also include pretty well the stocks and interactive brokers as I apply it. It's really geared towards more discretionary trading. You can still do automation, but it's for non-programmers. That's the whole point of it. And how the scheduling looks like, it's gonna start maybe in 8 days. So we're looking at I think January 20th I'm looking at, which is a Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then do one session, so it's gonna be 5 sessions starting 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for 5 days, maybe 6, depending upon the needs of people, 5 or 6 days. And that'll run through, actually I'm gonna should make it at Sunday, January 19th. So we'll run that through probably till Thursday or Friday night, depending upon people's needs each day of the week through that week. And it's gonna be really called an intensive, but it will be recorded as well. So there'll be video playbacks as well, live interaction as well. That's what most people pay for. So that's what we're looking for, that schedule. And then next step is MATLAB as well, for more specifically machine learning discovery as well. So I'm going to do another workshop for that. So probably in the next few days, I will be no longer offering this, but it will be for this particular workshop. I've got a presentation on, I'll be doing another one later today with mentions of the interactive brokers in the stock market. So that price there, $4.99, will give you one annual elite. That's a programming membership. That's $9.97 per year, plus the analytics, which is for each month at $97, which is $1,200. So that will give you kind of like a bonus of $2,200. On top of that, we'll be able to give you the lifetime access to the chat, to a chat server as well. Okay, and then obviously from there you'll also get access to the MATLAB machine learning course as well, all for this price, but I'll be keeping this up for a couple of days. And if you want it, act now. I'll put the links available for that. All right, talk to you later.